fever down in my soul, that alpha fever.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to First Impulse. I am Brother Mike Richardson of the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Pi Epsilon Lambda Chapter, and I am joined today by my brother, Brother Sean Watkins. Welcome to 2023.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for having me, Brother Richardson. I greatly appreciate this opportunity.
So today we're talking about something that's near and dear to most people's hearts around this time of year, kind of what you do as you reset and try to renew who you are and try to get clear of some of those holiday calories that you've been eating. And Brother Watkins is the chair of the PUL Health and Wellness Committee. And so he's been doing an excellent job in the chapter, getting the brothers back into a level of fitness and wellness where we need to be. And so I asked him to come to First Impulse to share kind of what the chapter's been doing. So Brother Watkins, can you share a little bit about how your committee supports the mission of Alpha?
Yeah, Health and Wellness Committee stands behind our general president and our Surgeon General initiative with the overall wellness of the brotherhood. It's always been my belief to be able to do the work of Alpha, we must remain healthy. If we're not healthy, then we can't go out and be active within our communities. The health and wellness is key to what we're trying to do on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, and what got you interested in this committee?
Well, it's associated with my military background. As you know, I just retired from the Army. During my time in the Army, my career field, my MOS, my job was a nutritionist, a diet tech. So I spent 25 years working as a diet tech. And right as I crossed and walked into the House of Alpha, our immediate past president, Brother Omar Boulware, thought I'd be a great co-chair to be on the Health and Wellness Committee with Brother Pettijohn. That's how it all started for me.
Well, that's good. I mean, that is important, and it's one of those things that it kind of supports the mission that we do, and that if you got a lot of professional men, a lot of intelligent men, men with a lot of experience in the fraternity, and you want those men around for a long time. You don't want that experience to leave with them.
Absolutely.
And so keeping us in a state where longevity is a reality is important to us. So what type of initiatives does your committee kind of undertake to help with those goals?
Our overall goal is to support the fraternity motto, is a transcend all. So we want everyone to rise above their challenges and assure that they remain healthy. Our goal with the Health and Wellness Committee, we have a variety of things. Mental health, with Brother Jonathan Good, he provides a mental health guidelines. We provide nutrition information through all of our social media networks. And I also provide a physical fitness information on our social media networks. And in between those times, we do our fitness challenges. We've done a run walk challenges that's been successful. The first time I did it for the chapter, we didn't get too many people to participate. But I want to say that around the second time around, we started to get more brothers to participate in these run walk challenges. And it's been great for our chapter. The results has been phenomenal in what I've seen throughout the brotherhood within the chapter. So it's been great.
It's good to tap into that competitive nature of many alpha men. And
brothers are competitive.
You get to see it as people start to see when they fall behind, they gotta get back on it.
Indeed.
And so it's definitely a motivating activity for the chapter, and we love doing it. So what, as you look towards the future, how do you see your committee evolving? Like, what type of activities would you be interested in doing?
The biggest thing that we did this year, and brothers kind of touched on the possibility for next year, for the month of October, we did our Brotherhood Cancer Awareness Walk. And it was just pretty much bringing brothers together to show our support for those that's fighting that battle. In the future, I would like to turn that Cancer Awareness Walk into a fundraiser. So we able to get funds and gather funds and PUL make a donation to a cancer awareness society or a charity or whomever, and just to show our support, showing that, you know, we stand behind you with everything, whatever we could do financially, take these funds and make it do what it do. So that's the one of the biggest goals for the future. We're going to continue to keep brothers updated with nutritional facts, mental health facts, and physical fitness facts. Brothers are reaching. I have two brothers just reached out to me recently. They want to join the committee as well. So I love it. Initially, nutrition and fitness is not always a sexy topic. It's not the most attractive topic, but brothers are starting to embrace it. So I really love it.
Well, it could get to the sexy point. I mean, if you put in the work.
Yeah, you put the work in, you're going to get to where you want to be. So definitely.
Okay, so how have you seen or witnessed the impact of your work on the chapter? And even outside the chapter, because I know through the hashtag PUL1906 do something, that extends beyond what we do here. So yes. So what are some of those impacts that you've seen?
Well, the biggest impact within the chapter is seeing the weight loss. Mm-hmm. We got a brother, our first VP. He has had a phenomenal outcome in regards to his weight loss and mm-hmm. his overall health. He's off meds. Blood pressure is right with the normal. So he's had a 360, and that's been a huge blessing to see. So seeing those type of transformation, you see Brother Rodney Frank, his transformation, his work, you see it daily. So seeing those type of transformations, and when I first came into the chapter, some brothers dealing with some medical concerns, and they invested in themselves. You know, I always say health is wealth. So they start to invest in themselves, and you can see the results. So it's good to see. When I see those brothers and I can see the difference, I smile. But having brothers embrace the challenge, it's like once you get to where you want to be, it's almost like walking across the stage for graduation, and people, they're crying because you remember where you started from. And you look at where you currently are. So you appreciate the challenges along the way.
So what do you see as some of the common reasons or issues that people have for falling behind or falling off of the path that they set out on?
High energy input and low energy output.
How do you mean?
That's weight gain in a whole.
Okay.
So if we don't have that knowledge or that information, then we won't know. High energy input is pretty much, we get energy from just about everything that we eat. Just about everything that we eat provide us calories. Calories provide us energy. That unused energy over a period of time, we turn into excess calories. Excess calories over a period of time, we turn into fat, which are medically called as adipose. So that's where it all starts. Now, if you spend years of years and years of years sticking to that routine, and you get to a point to where you have some medical concerns, and it's going to be a challenge to get to where you need to be, but you have to be willing to embrace the challenge. People tend to fall off when they step away from their consistency. You have to be willing to embrace the challenge. You got to be willing to stay consistent. Weight loss requires two things. A lot of people like to just work out. But weight loss and body transformation is proper eating. It's like 75%, if not more, proper eating and 25% physical fitness. So you need the both of those to get the results that you need. But it takes discipline. We get into a habit of eating the way that we like to eat, and some people just don't want to step away from that. I know with me, I just try to find a balance. Try to find a balance and make sure that even within my household, my wife makes sure we maintain a balance within the house. Monday through Thursday, we have our balance, and on Friday is our night to where we eat with what we want to eat. Mm-hmm. But majority of the week, it's balance, vegetables, and we have our Friday where we get what we want to get, and then the rest, you know, that's our routine. But you have to find something that works for you. Again, it's easy to fall off, but it takes consistency and dedication. You have to create a habit. Takes your body 60 days to create a habit for physical fitness and proper nutrition for your body to realize what's going on. And that's 60 days of consistency.
So you've been on this journey for a minute. What keeps you motivated?
I guess two things. My just want to maintain good health and my kids. I have a 7-year-old little girl and a 5-year-old little boy. They're young and full of energy. So to be able to run with them, play with them, just be here within their presence, I know it's going to require me to maintain good health and proper eating. I want to be here as long as I possibly can, or up until the Lord see fit. So I definitely want to do what I can on my part to make sure I can make that happen.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming by, bro. This is important for a lot of us, myself included, as I'm going through the journey, you know, fits and starts.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But we're here, and I do appreciate your work.
Absolutely.
It's been very beneficial, like seeing the brothers on social media just posting and reminding me, hey, you need to get up and get out there.
Hashtag, so, yeah, PR1906, do something. Get active.
Get active. All right, Brother Watkins, thanks a lot. Appreciate you. Okay, we are now joined by the chair of the Men's Health Forum, Brother Dr. Torrence Brown, who is also the Deputy Surgeon General for Public Health of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Welcome to First Impulse.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Okay, so since you know all things Men's Health Forum, it's a great program. So just wanted to talk a little bit about it. When did the Men's Health Forum begin?
The Men's Health Forum started in 2018 during the 25th anniversary of the Pi Epsilon Lambda chapter. Mm-hmm. We wanted to introduce some new programming at the time, and it was a ripe time to sort of introduce the Men's Health Forum or concepts around men's health. And particularly, we know around that time, 2016, the Prince George's County Public Health Department released a needs assessment, and some of their findings included the need to increase community-specific outreach and education, and also to provide specific education about the available resources and how to utilize them and navigate them in the community.
Okay. All right. And then for the forum, what type of topics does the forum usually address?
Historically, we've tackled financial wellness, mentorship, spiritual wellness, intellectual wellness, physical activity, nutrition, mental health. And also, we always had a medical provider roundtable in which we allowed healthcare professionals to take questions from the audience and provide answers.
Yeah, those are more some of the more lively parts.
Yeah,
of the,
definitely.
Because it's a cool thing to see a lot of Black men around excited and taking an interest in their health. So I just love to see that part, how everyone gets energized during that section.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's an opportunity for everybody to be engaged, to get their questions answered, to also have opportunity to talk directly with the health professionals. Like, we had a number of different health professional health specialties that they can sort of pose their questions to that they would not ordinarily get a chance to. So,
Okay. All right. And then over the, I guess this will be the 8th year coming up, but the 7 years that we've had the Men's Health Forum, what impacts have you noticed or coming out of the forum?
Yeah, it's a 6th year, and okay. I think that one of the biggest things that we've noticed is that one of PUL's focus is community engagement, community enlightenment, community interest. And so certainly this has been one of those opportunities to engage the community, to spark interest in the community, mm-hmm. to sort of compel brothers to come out, and not only brothers, but also their families and their wives, also a way to start conversation. Start a conversation about health topics and why health is important, and also understanding your why. It's not enough to know the data and the information, but also know why it is that we're doing what we do for our health.
Okay. So as this forum continues to evolve, what do you see as the potential for a forum like this?
Well, I think the potential is great. Potential is to have injects into the community, to have opportunities for the community to be a part of these types of discussions. It's invaluable. As we know, most public health is local. Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with local health issues, it's an opportunity for communities to be engaged in their health and health concerns in their community, and also opportunity for men who don't ordinarily have outlets to talk about health and men's health. To sort of be engaged in a part of the discussion and conversation.
Of the 6 years that PUL has held the forum, how many years has it been virtual?
2 years. We did 2020, 2021, and 2022 were virtual. 2022, we did not have the forum because of the pandemic, but 2021 and 2022 were both virtual.
Okay, and then what type of differences do you notice in the way the forum goes, whether it's virtual or in person?
Actually, we've been very fortunate that it turned out well, virtually as well as in person. I think with virtual, we were able to reach a broader audience in terms of geographic location. Mm-hmm. So folks are able to dial in and log in from different cities, different states around the country,
okay,
and be able to participate. And when but it also missed that personable element that the in-person offer. So certainly with the in-person, we had opportunity to be more engaged and more opportunity to connect and interact with the audience and that sort of thing. So they both have pros and cons, but I think we fared well with both formats.
Okay, and then what time of year is this usually held, or when's the next one that people can look forward to?
Definitely June, Men's Health Month. So June, this year is going to be June 10th. That's what we're shooting for, June 10th, 2023. We're still working on locations and everything, but we do intend for it to be in person. So it will be an in-person event, and this year our focus will be on men's health, but also we're going to broaden the reach to include boys and young men of color.
Okay. Hey, so listen, I'm looking forward to this. This will be, I guess, this June will be my first one in person. I've attended two virtual, so I get to get the in-person experience, and I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Also, looking forward to the upcoming Ivies and Ice Masquerade Ball. It's a partnership between Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Pi Epsilon Lambda Chapter, and the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, who celebrated their Founders Day this month, the Iota Gamma Omega Chapter. So we're doing a masquerade ball at Crown Plaza, and you can check out PUL1906.net for more information or follow us on social media. It's a good time to show off the results from all of that working out you've been doing, and come out and enjoy a good time, put your mask on, and come see us. So for First Impulse, I am Brother Mike Richardson, and I thank my guests, Brother Sean Watkins, and you, Brother Torrance Brown.
Absolutely.
We will see you next month.